a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined in studio by Family Band.
Yeah!
Congratulations on your the release of your debut EP, The Dog Box. How are you guys feeling about it?
I'm stoked just because the band kind of came to be, like, we were all living together at the time, and like me and Sam always wanted to be in another band together, so it's nice to like get it out there finally. And yeah, it's like last year was like a funny time for me, so it's nice to like release those songs and like refresh again and start something new.
Yeah, I'm sure. Your music has been described as rooted in unease, repetition, and pain. Can you delve into the themes and emotions that are explored in The Dog Box, and how they translate into your songwriting process?
Yeah, I think it was just like what was happening in my life at the time. Obviously, like I've been a huge like I have played at like a bunch of different like post-punk bands for a long time, so it's like the only music that I know how to write. But yeah, it's pretty I guess like going through dark times, I guess, helps you. That sounds terrible. Going through dark times helps you write music better, maybe. I don't know.
I think I get that,
but it gives you like an outlet, maybe, which is nice. Yeah, and I guess putting it into the ether maybe kind of like ejects some of those feelings away from you, yeah, possibly.
Would you describe it like almost like going and seeing a therapist?
I don't know. I think people should definitely do that.
Yeah, if you writing music is not replacement.
No, it's like the classic quip, eh? Like, this is my therapy, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, so large Dirt Piles and Spit were chart-topping singles leading up to the release of this EP. What was the reception like for those, and how did these tracks like pave the way for the overall sound and direction that this EP went in?
Yeah, it was so cool. It was cool to see that people, you know, it's always scary putting something out and being like, what if everyone hates it and never listens to it? But Large Dirt Piles was like the second song we wrote. So it was like, we haven't really steered away. Well, I guess the EP is kind of like, lots of the songs sound quite different to one another, which I guess is just going to happen organically. Mm-hmm. But Large Dirt Piles was like kind of the first song that we all came together and actually really liked, so it was called like number two for ages because it was the second song we wrote.
I think it's a fantastic track. I'd just like to just like to put that out there.
Yeah, thank you. It's cool. It's like Brandy, like our third member, who's on the cover of the EP, she's never been in a band before or knew how to play any instruments before like we started the band, so she kind of learned all of the parts as we went, so it's cool. Like, she's playing drums on that one. It's really annoying because it's like I've been playing music forever, and now
why is she so natural?
Yeah, exactly. It's so annoying. Like, less than a year. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, you guys formed in 2023, right?
Just last year.
All three of you were flatting together. How do you think the shared living experience has influenced your creative process and, I guess, the dynamic between band members?
Well, it's like we were all living together and also like best friends. So I would highly recommend living with your band. It's so easy. Like, you can like practice 1 hour, like our daily routine, which is, I was in like a very depressive state, and my daily routine would be like come home, watch The Chase for an hour, and then like do a band practice, which again is like life-saving treatment for any illness that you have.
Yeah. Shout out to Bradley Walsh
and, hell yeah,
and The Chase.
Who's your favorite chaser?
The Beast is a classic.
I think The Beast is like legendary. Like, yeah. I would be so scared coming up against The Beast. We were all living together, and unfortunately, I've had to move out subsequently. That's where the family band name came from. But my favorite quit playing live is like setting everyone up, being like, "We're called Family Band because we all live together." But then I moved out, and then everyone like naturally just like starts booing me, which is awesome. But the reason why I moved out, the reason why I moved out is because I had like a whoops-a-daisy baby with my partner, so I had to move in to that to her house because we're having a baby. So
congratulations, Dennis,
thank you. To add like a whole other element to Family Band, I guess.
Yeah, get the baby on on the maracas or something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So looking ahead, what's next for Family Band? Do you have any plans for touring, new music, collaborations? Is there anything on the horizon?
I've got to have this baby in August. and then there'll be definitely be more music coming. We're trying to play as much as possible, really, because it's super fun, and I guess that's what we grew up doing, was just being like the music scene up here and playing all the time. But yeah, we signed to Sun Return Records for this EP, so hopefully Zach wants to put something else out with us at some point. We just got to write more songs. Our live set is literally just all the songs we have, so
that's
now we'll be writing.
Not a problem with that, though. I'm going to have to let you go now, but thank you for coming on. Thank you for chatting with me. Thank you for sharing your experiences with the audience, and I hope all is well for you and your band and your future baby.
The new family yeah, band.
New family.
Awesome.
Thank you. Up next, we have Large Dirt Piles by Family Band. Hope you'll enjoy. Here we go. You're listening to 91 FM Radio 1.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.